Hello there, welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered, the podcast where we share real stories of people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and beyond. This podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech for Dev is a non-profit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. I am your host, Liebisi, and I am so glad to be bringing you another episode today. On each episode of this podcast, we bring you stories of people who dared to step into tech, grow their skills, and build careers that once felt out of reach. Our guest today is no different. Today we have joining us Favour Joseph. With a background in mass communication, she began her professional journey in tech as a product manager, gaining first-hand experience in understanding the product lifecycle. But she wanted to go further, explore the world of tech, and create solutions of her own. That search led her to the Tech for Dev Women Texas Bootcamp, where she learned software development and sharpened her skills as a product designer. Today, she's the founder of Winnovate, a platform redefining tech collaboration. Favour is here with us today, and she will share how it all began, how she has made that transition from product management now to being a founder, and everything in between. So settle in and let's get right into it. Hi, Favour. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Emisi. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being here today. Thank you.
So let's start with the basics. Who is Favour? Give us a bit of your background. Where did you grow up? What makes Favour sick?
All right. Thank you so much for that question, Yemisi. So Favour Joseph is a brand and a product designer and also the founder of Winnovate. And I grew up in Nigeria and my journey has always been fueled by creativity, curiosity. You know, I've always been, you know, one that is curious about trying to understand things and learn things and, you know, basically desire to solve problems in ways that, you know, make life easier for people around me. And beyond design, I enjoy, you know, my time alone. I also enjoy, you know, learning new things between work. You know, I also like, you know, basically just finding balance between work and, you know, my personal life. So yeah, this is all about Favour Joseph. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, so you studied mass communication and then you began your career as a product manager. What made you start thinking about exploring tech?
Okay, well, at first, you know, like I said, I've always been the type who is, you know, curious about things. I've always been one who loves solving problems, making life easier, basically, with people around me. So, you know, studying mass communication was one of the steps that I took. And that's because I had love for, you know, back in those days, you know, I wanted to go into presenting, you know, storytelling. Newscaster basically was why I went straight in mass communication. But you know, of course, as we grow older, you know, things tend to change. Along the line, while studying mass communication, I later found, you know, very useful in design and, you know, product work, right? My curiosity about how, you know, digital products are built and how they shape people's experiences, what, you know, kind of like drew me into tech, you know. Product management gave me the structure and, you know, the eye for strategy. But I wanted to be, you know, closer to, you know, the actual building process, starting from, you know, ideas to execution, understanding how the product cycle works. You know, that's when I started exploring product design as a whole. Yeah.
Interesting. So before joining the Women Texas Bootcamp, you had already started learning on your own. So what drew you to apply for the bootcamp and what difference did it make in your journey?
Thank you for that question, Yemisi. So, just as you said, I started my design journey learning on my own, right? And for one who is quite curious about things, who wanted more, because that's always been the thing about me. I always want more. I get bored, you know. So from learning on my own, I wanted more. I needed to gather experience because, you know, there's a difference between learning on your own and there's a difference between, you know, getting experience working in an organization, you know. So from there, I started applying as a freelance because I did freelance for like 2 years. And then I knew that, you know, for you to really be better at this thing, for you to be good at the game, you need to, you know, want more. So that was when I started applying. And then my first job as a graphic designer back then was in an advertising agency where I learned about creativity. I learned more about storytelling. I learned more about motion design, basically about how to tell a story and how to position one's brand. You know, that was where I started working. And then, you know, as a person, again, who is quite curious, I knew that, okay, this is something that I've learned. I still want more. What more can I do, right? And that was when I decided, you know, transition into tech, you know. And to transition into tech, I knew that I needed to know more about, you know, the tech space. And I had to learn the hard skill, which is product design. Then for product design, I went into product management. Just as I explained earlier, I wanted to know how you know, the product cycle works. I didn't just want to be the type that sits behind my laptop and they give me tasks and they say, Favor, design this. I needed to know, why am I designing this? Who am I designing for? And who are the people that are actually going to use this? So basically everything about, you know, the product cycle was what I wanted to know. And over the other, I came across, you know, the Woman Tech Stars Bootcamp, and it gave me the confidence that I needed to be able to just easily transition into tech. Because what Women Tech Stars do is they help women who, whether you have, you were working in other industry before, as far as you are looking for like the basic ground to, you know, explore and transit into tech, Women Tech Stars gives you that opportunity. So that was where I learned software development. And you know, the journey was quite interesting. It was challenging at the same time, but it gave me confidence and accountability, and it also gave me like practical exposure. And that was what, you know, speed up my growth. It wasn't just about, you know, the technical skills, but it was about realizing that I could actually, you know, do more in tech. Yeah, that was it. Thank you.
Interesting. Thank you so much for that walkthrough. So coming from learning product design, and then you came into the bootcamp to learn software development, how was that experience like?
It was a very transformative experience for me. I'm not going to lie to you. Just as I said, although software development wasn't something, I didn't want to be the type that I wanted to sit down and code, because I already have like my design experience, right? Like I said, I just wanted to understand the product cycle. I wanted to understand, okay, what is the actual thing that makes this product works, right? So I needed to understand the technical aspect of things. Then, you know, that was why I went straight into a software development. But before I came to, you know, the Woman Tech Star bootcamp, I'd already studied product management, you know, and you know that product management is like the basic foundation of, you know, learning how the product cycle works. Now for product management, I now wanted to know the technical aspect of things so that if in the future I want to build my own product, you get, and I'm talking to a developer, right, I know the right words to use, I know the right things to tell them, so it won't look like I'm one that is clueless. And for somebody who has always wanted to have her own thing going on, because when I left the advertising agency, I left the advertising agency because I knew that I wanted to start my own thing going on. I wanted to build my own product. And the goal was to be able to help, you know, people using my product, you understand, to make life easier for people. So for me to be able to start that journey as a founder, I knew that I needed to learn more. I needed to expose myself, you know, to, you know, more things, especially the technical aspect of things. And, you know, getting the add-on project, the experience gave me a taste of real life, you know, problem solving. I mean, I had time to even code for some period of time. You know, it wasn't easy, I'm not gonna lie to you, but it gave me that something that I need, and I could really see how my skill applied to, you know, building useful solution for people people after the boot camp with Techstaverse, with the woman Techstars. Thank you. Yeah.
Fantastic. You know, I like what you said about, to what you just said, just made me realize that you sort of like had a plan, you had a goal in mind, and picking up all of these different skills was, you know, to help you achieve this particular goal, which is, there's this thing they say about being like an all-round founder, where you have an idea of, you know, the different things. So that helps you appreciate the process and the journey that goes into building whatever product it is that you want to build. But yeah, that's really cool. Okay, so now that you are a founder, can you walk us through, you know, how you made that transition from learning to building your own product and then to leading a team?
Oh, thank you for that question, Yemisi. To be honest, all I did was I just started small, right? I started, first of all, with personal growth within myself. I started learning. I put my hands on any opportunities that I could get just to make sure that, you know, I was good at it. Looking at my background, I knew where I was coming from. I was, you know, I'm actually the first child from a family of four, and, you know, growing up was a struggle. And there's this saying that I had when I was quite young. What I told myself was, I wanted to be different and I want to make a difference. And I don't know, like, since I said that thing since I was young, that has been the journey for me, right? I started small, practicing design. From practicing design, I wanted more. I went into advertising agency. From advertising agency, I learned other skills like, you know, motion design, product design, product management. It was just about the consistency. I didn't stop there. And because of that, I also didn't say, okay, because I was learning on my own, I decided to just take the journey on my own. We all need each other. We all need people to be able to grow and thrive. Then I started collaborating with others. Then from there, move into, you know, paid freelance work. With every step, you know, my confidence started to grow to the point where I now, I'm now the founder of Winovate. You know, it came from seeing a bigger problem first. That's for beginners in tech who are actually struggling to get reward experience. I'll take, for example, I'll use myself as an example, right? When I wanted to transition into the tech space, I knew that I've already gotten all the, I've taken ed tech courses, but I needed more practical. You agree with me that most of the time when you take courses in most of this ed education, they will only do their best, you know, give you the necessary hands-on experience, but it's still up to you to push yourself further, right? And until you push yourself further, you either associate yourself with accountability partners, or you just associate yourself with people who are in the same synergy with you, people who are in the same space with you. So that was how me, I just, you know, started growing. I made sure that I was in that space. I made sure that I never left. And I made sure that I was always looking for opportunity to collaborate with people, right? So I built a platform to bridge that gap, to help people in the tech space who are actually struggling, you understand, to, you know, transition. Even after they've done maybe one practical, you still need more. You can't just stay stuck on just that one practicals that you've done. And by doing so, you need to associate yourself with people, right? So that was how I was able to, you know, build Winovate, you know, and from there, you know, had a team of people who believed in my vision. And, you know, I started leading a team, and that has also stretched me as a person. But my background in education, product management and design as basically being the solid foundation, you know, for me as a person and also being the founder that I am today.
Interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay, so in a sentence, can you tell us what Winovate does, what Winovate is about for anybody listening?
What Winovate is actually about, the problem we're solving again is to help beginners in tech, right, who are struggling to get real world experience. I'll give you an example. I spoke to somebody today that back then, I think it was over 3 years ago, we both studied product management together. We were in the same boot camp, right? And
Yeah.
Recently, I don't know what happened. And I reached out to her. I was like, hi, how you doing? She says, I'm fine. I was like, so how's the product management journey been? And then she was like, oh my God, Favor, I'm not going to lie to you. I packed that journey. And I was like, what? What do you mean you packed that journey?
Right? So these are the problems, right? And like I said, I had that challenge when I wanted to transition, right? When I did one practical with one edtech or the other, I knew that I wanted more. And how did I put myself in that journey? I made sure that I found myself with a team of people who are that same mindset, accountability partner. For anybody who is, you know, struggling to transition into tech, you need accountability partner. You need people who are in the same journey with you, because it's those kind of people that would, you know, drive you. So it was a problem. I'm telling you that even till now, it's still a problem. We have beginners that would, you know, transition into tech, and at the end of the day, when they've learned one or two things, they drop it. Why? Because they are tired. They don't even know where to start from. They are confused, right?
No support.
What Elevate actually does is we are giving beginners that opportunity to collaborate on real-world projects by connecting them to product builders, innovators, and businesses. We also have a situation where, you know, we have product builders who are starting out. Like, for example, one of our target audience for product builders are the early stage founders. I had a struggle as an early stage founder. And what was it? I didn't have so many resources. I didn't know where to start from. I just had my ideas on papers. Right? So what do we do with Winnovate? We'll give you that resources. You need talents to help you build. Winnovate will help you do that. You have your ideas on paper and you want it to manifest. Winnovate will help you do that. So basically, the goal and the mission for Winnovate is to help beginners in tech who are struggling to gather real-world projects. We help them by connecting them to product builders who also have ideas and they are looking for opportunity to bring their project ideas to life. So that's what Winnovate is actually all about. We are solving underdeveloped tech ideas and we're also helping beginners who are struggling to transition.
Fantastic. So a way of you are sort of like midwives that are helping you people birth their dreams and their goals and their ideas.
That's what we do. That's what we do. You made sure that we still use how you want, you know, that's what.
That's really cool, because yeah, you're right. I mean, for as an organization that does, you know, digital skilling training and programs and all of that, we came to realize that people need that support, even when they're done from like the training and they've gotten the skills, both technical and soft skills. People need that support of like an incubation where they can, you know, grow and build whatever career or business that's why we said to introduce like other components of the program to help people do that. And it's a really big problem. And I'm glad that you're working in that space to solve that. Well done so much. Okay, so looking back, what has changed the most for you since stepping into tech and entrepreneurship?
Thank you so much for that question, because it is something that I always used to tell even beginners who are struggling, right? My biggest change for me is mindset, right? The truth is, if you don't have a change, a mindset shift, you are going to struggle so much as a person, right? So for me, the biggest change is mindset, because I went from thinking, can I really do this? Do I have what it takes, to realizing that I can actually build, I can lead and create impact, right? You know, tech, design and entrepreneurship taught me resilience. It taught me adaptability and the power of community building. It has also expanded how I see opportunities, right? Now, I don't just think about jobs. I think about solutions and I think about impact. So for me, right, the biggest change is mindset. The moment you go from I can't do this to I can do this, it just switch. It's just like a switch. It's a mindset shift. And I always used to tell people who surround themselves around me that the moment you have that mindset, every other thing would actually fall in place. So that's what it has been for me.
That's such a powerful message, because we fight a lot of battles in our minds, and you are your own worst critic.
Yeah,
I always say that we are so maybe I shouldn't generalize, but sometimes we are really mean to ourselves. Let me use that word, because you give yourself the worst. Even when other people are like, oh, this, you're really good at this thing, but in your mind, you just feel like, maybe not. Maybe they're just saying that. But once you're able to conquer that in your mind, you behind the sky is the limit.
Yeah, start feeding yourself lies. I think it's all lies.
Yes.
All lies.
Yes, exactly. Mm. That's true. That's a really good takeaway from this. So I was gonna ask you what advice you would give to someone listening right now, but I feel like that's even an advice on its own. Just getting your mind out of that place. But anyway, I'll ask you, maybe you have another advice, you know, that you want to share. Maybe you want to also add, just buttress on that a bit more. You know, if there's somebody listening who maybe wants to take a step into tech, or maybe they want to start their own business, or they want to build their own product, or whatever it is, but maybe they're feeling unsure or scared, what's one piece of advice you would share?
Yeah, thank you so much for that question, MC. So the advice I'll give to anyone actually listening right now would be that start small, right? Start where you are. Even if you're scared, do it scared. I always used to tell myself that, right? I give, for example, anytime I want to do something, sometimes I'm nervous. I'm telling you, even right now that I'm a founder, right now that I'm a pro in my journey, there are times where, you know, that fear creeps in, right? But I always used to tell myself, do it scared, right? Fear is normal, but clarity comes when you take the first step. When I wanted to start building my product, I remember back then, I took a picture. I was scared. I didn't even know. No, I think it was when I left the advertising agency. You know, back then when you want to leave your job, a lot of people will be putting fear into you, like, hey,
ishness.
I'm telling you, so I don't know. I have a very strong mindset of being careful not to listen to people passing the wrong information into my mind, right? I always try as much as possible to have a mind of my own, right? So this thing is something that happens. I was scared. I'm telling you, I didn't know where to start from. But what I did, I remember that day when I took a picture, I wanted to post it on my Instagram. I don't know, it was a whisper. God whispered something into my mind, and it was the caption that I used. And the caption was, take the first step in faith, right? And that was what I used for my caption, right? So it is about doing it scared, because clarity comes when you take the first step. That is just it. Whether it's an online course, whether you're joining a community, whether you want to start a new career, or you're applying for a program like Women Tech Stars, just start small. Start from somewhere, and always surround yourself with people who inspire you. Be consistent. Don't be the kind of person who will start something today and then you will leave it, just like the story of the lady that I told you about, you know, when she said, oh, I told her, what happened to your program? And she said, she has stacked that bus. I said, which bus? You are not going to park this bus. One, park, whatever it is. You understand? So surround yourself. All I just did was, I just inspired her. I told her, I said, keep in touch, right? I'll also try my best to keep in touch with you. But you need to also surround yourself with people who inspire you. Be consistent. You don't have to have it all figured out. Because let me tell you, life is a journey. Even as I'm speaking to you today, I'm still figuring out a lot of things. It never stops, right? So you need to start small. Start scared. Do it scared. You understand? What matter is the beginning. And trusting that growth will come along the way. So that would be my advice for anyone right now who's listening.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Favour. I mean, you actually just spoke to me too. because there's a community of practice that I'm about to join, and I'm just like, oh my god, I don't even know what I want to do here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how this is going to turn out. But you know what you've just said about clarity comes when you take the first step. It's just what I need to hear right now. And yeah, it will make sense as you go along, the picture gets clearer. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was
really
word in season. I have one last question for you, and that's, what is one fun fact about Favour?
What is one fun fact about me? Okay. I know these things, but I know that when I started my entrepreneur journey, it kind of like, there's this, you know, this thing I used to tell you, that sometimes the devil tries to lie to you, but I always tell the devil that he's a liar. You cannot lie to me, I know myself. I'm a party starter. Not everybody knows this, right? I'm a party starter. I'm somebody who likes to have fun. Don't worry. Before I went into tech, I used to be somebody into entertainment industry, right? And I used to sing back then. I used to rap back then. I used to organize events, you know, for people. And back then, I know anytime maybe any of my friends wants to do events, the first person they will call is Favour. Even when she calls Favour, Favour knows how to put this kind of a thing together. So I'm one that is fun to be with. I love to enjoy myself when I can. And one fun fact about me too is that I'm a gamer. I love to play games because I think for me, games clears my head. Games gives me clarity. When I play FIFA with somebody, you know, FIFA is about calculations. So one fun fact about me is that I can be a party starter. I'm a party starter. I love to party when it's necessary. I love to, you know, enjoy myself as well when it's necessary. I try as much as possible not to, you know, instill work all the time, because that thing can cause depression. So in the midst of, you know, this whole work thing, I try as much as possible to have fun. And by doing so, I organize people together. We have a good time. If it's community event, I organize search. We have a good time, you know, share ideas and the likes of them. Yeah.
It was lovely having this conversation with you. Thank you for sharing your story and for sharing with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Yemisi, for having me. It was a pleasure being here with you. Thank you.
Awesome. I mean, one thing that really stands out is Favour's consistent zeal to learn and grow. That's an attitude that has clearly shaped every step of her path in tech. And I'm so glad to see the growth that she's experienced so far. And her story is a reminder that with curiosity, persistence, and the right opportunities, it's possible to step into tech, grow your skills, and create solutions that make a difference. So to everyone listening, let Favour's journey inspire you to take that next step, whether it's learning a new skill, acquiring more knowledge, or even starting your own venture. And of course, surround yourself with people who will support you on your journey. Because, I mean, it's absolutely possible to live that dream and build that idea that you have, you know, dreamt about for so long. So thank you so much. That brings us to the end of our episode today. Thank you for joining us today. Don't keep this to yourself. Share it with someone who needs a little bit of encouragement, and subscribe to Tech Empowered. If you haven't yet, please subscribe so you never miss an episode from us, and check out our other powerful stories from our previous episodes. And we'll be back again with another episode soon. I remain your humble host, Yanisi. And until next time, keep empowering yourself. Bye for now.